You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Now, plans for $450 million in upgrades to the New Orleans Superdome have been disrupted because of financial troubles caused by the pandemic. That's what the operations director, Evan Holmes, with ASM Global, which manages the Superdome, told state lawmakers during a budget hearing on Wednesday.
Obviously, we got pretty whacked when it came to COVID. When you're in the business of sports and entertainment, you rely on what we call the opposite of social distancing of event activities.
The coronavirus outbreak temporarily ended many events at the Dome Stadium and the neighboring arena, causing revenues to plummet last year. Crowds at the Superdome weren't allowed or were greatly limited for New Orleans Saints games.
65% of our revenue comes from hotel occupancy tax, and obviously with everything going on and across the country, travel was down to really post 9/11 levels for us. And then the balance being 35% of revenue coming from self-generated activity, which are basically events when those were non-existent, essentially.
In response to the reduced income, the company slowed the stadium improvements and may not complete the full project as originally envisioned. The plans for renovating the nearly 50-year-old Superdome called for the state covering $90 million of the costs, the Saints football team putting up $150 million, and the management district paying $210 million. While negotiations with Governor Edwards' administration continue on the cost, several lawmakers on the Appropriations Committee question whether the state should be paying for the stadium improvements. ASM Global oversees the Superdome, arena, and other facilities around the state, including the Shreveport Convention Center and the Brookshire Grocery Arena in Bossier City. You're listening to Red River Radio News.